to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
We are still looking at dominion mandates. I believe this is our year of dominion and influence, and it's very important that we talk about this again and again until we get a hold of it. Because it's very important that if you don't understand that concept, for you to really dominate, hallelujah, I'm talking about the meaning, the concept in the Bible, dominion. For you to walk in dominion might be hard. And it is the will of God for everyone to walk in dominion. It is the will of God for everyone to walk in dominion, not to dominate. Dominion does not mean domination, according to the Bible. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean domination. Hallelujah. And our pastor here, Pastor Gbenga, has done awesome job about this concept. All right, let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Before that, let me read something to us. It is important for us to know that the creation account, I'm talking about the book of Genesis now, is not finished. The creation account, you know, God created light the first day, right? Second day, he created firmament. The third day, he created what? Hallelujah. We are Bible scholar now. Hallelujah. So, the waters, the sixth day, he created what? Horse. And on the seventh day, he rested. And you can assume that that is all. You can assume that that is all. That is not all. It is a continuous walk. You remember when Jesus said, my father walk. Jesus, from the mouth of Jesus. So, walking in dominion, hallelujah, the creation of this heaven and earth is not finished. So, the remaining part will be completed by you. Hallelujah. Okay, God created the forest. What about the wood? How are we doing with the wood? We can make chairs with the wood, right? We can do what with the wood? Wardrobe. What else? Firewood. What else? No, tell me. Let's speak now. Ma? Okay, tissues. All right. Hallelujah. So we have mineral resources in the ground. We have oil, Abby. Oil, crude oil. So what can we use for crude oil? Bitumen, right? Hallelujah. So, the creation is not finished. Hallelujah. It is continuous. And the Lord make a garden. And that garden is just the beginning. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2. Can we have it on the screen? Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. All right, I read from here. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to walk it. I'm reading from NLT. To walk it and to take care of it. Is it not coming up? The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to walk it and to take care of it. That statement is dominion. Dominion is coded in service. Dominion is coded in work. Dominion is coded in what you do. Dominion is coded in what you do. So, if you have nothing to do, you might not walk in dominion. If you look around, inside of you, outside of you, you cannot lay hold of something to do. I'm talking about service now. Service to render. Work to do. Then, you cannot walk in dominion. Because dominion is hosted, is coded in service. It is the place of service or work. Dominion is developed. For example, this example may not be too comfortable with this person, but I have it on my notes. I will say it. You know, many times, Bro Sunday, we stay there. All right, let me read from here. For example, Pastor told Bro Sunday to stand at the door so that to tell people, okay, Pastor is doing something, please. Can you just wait a bit and all of that? To control distraction, right? Not that I don't want you to come in. Hallelujah. And Bro Sunday does that so well that it caught people's attention. That you have to treat Bro Sunday well for you to see Pastor. If you don't talk to him well, you may not see Pastor. It's just a service. But in a way, that's dominion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So for you to get a pass, you have to be nice to him. Like I said, we don't like this. But it's okay. So dominion, like I said, is coded in what you do. Especially, I'm talking about all kinds of work. All kinds of work. Let's give an example. iPhone. Somebody sat down and said, can we make something to make connect people to have conversation, all right? And he made one. And he was able to do something, all right? But he keep at it. He keep refining that idea. He keep making it better. Because when you work, you're going to get better at it. When you do something, when you keep doing something over and over, Yoruba will say, ayinike ati ayipada or something. You will know the inside out of it. Hallelujah. For some person who has been using iPhone, sometimes you can't compare somebody who has been using iPhone to somebody who is just getting iPhone. You cannot. His phone, yes. I don't use iPhone. But if you give it to me, I may not actually maximize the functions because I'm not used to it. So you get better at your work, and that's dominion. So the garden is a subset to influence our world for Christ. The garden is the subset to influence our world for Christ. Up to now, I strongly believe that they couldn't find where the garden is. But it was recorded that in the garden, something happened. Up to now, they couldn't find why. It's not a place. Anywhere God is, that is the garden. Ibiti emi olorun ba ti wa, that is the garden. And that is why you don't need to joke with that. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So don't joke with your garden. Don't joke with the presence of God. Don't joke with a place like this. Don't joke with it. Hallelujah. Like I said, dominion is coded in service. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. The Bible says, "You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its savor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless." Can you get this for me in Message? There's something I want us to see in Message translation. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. From 14 to 16 in Message. Here is another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. You are going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. Go on. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I am going to hide you under a bucket. Do you? I am putting you on a light stand. Go on. Now that I have put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. You will prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is who you are. Your service is important to God. Your service is not just to bring you money. Your service is not just to bring you money. It's to bring glory to God. Your service is to solve problems. So you think you are not solving problems. Especially what you do. You think you are not solving problems. You are. Hallelujah. Have you think of Joseph in the Bible? He was in the prison. He was minding his own business. Even trouble took him to the prison. But when he got to the prison, it was another story. Hallelujah. Dominion is in you. Dominion, you are carrier of dominion. You have to let it out. Dominion. So you must have this consciousness that you are a carrier of dominion, because you are created in the image and in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. You are created in the image and in the likeness of God. I'm talking about you. You that is looking at me. That is why I can't dominate you. Because you are God's image too. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. That's why I said it's not domination. It's not. Praise the Lord. Verse 1, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. 28. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. Go on, 29. Then God said, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. Did you see in this verse that you should dominate on human being? No, it's not there. You are to dominate over the fish in the sea. All right? So you are to dominate on things, not on people. Dominion mandate is not over people. Hallelujah. Dominion over the fish in the sea. How can you imagine? You know, the Bible said the Adam named all the animals. Alright? He named all the animals. So it means he has dominion. He has ability to name. And any name Adam gives to the animal, that is the name. God will not say, no. You are not correct here. So you are a carrier of dominion, and you must know it. You are a carrier of dominion, and you must know this thing for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 39, verse 21 to 23. But the Lord God was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. And the Lord God made Joseph a favorite, to be favorite with the prison wardens. Okay, are you there? Before long, the wardens put Joseph in charge of all other prisoners. Just imagine, you are a prisoner and you are given authority over prisoners. So they've seen something. They've seen his attitude. Dominion is in attitude. Like I said, dominion is in your walk. It's how you carry yourself. It's what you do. Is your love for others. Joseph was not like other prisoners that will just mind their business. In dominion, you don't mind your business. in dominion, you are not selfish. Because in dominion, it's like you don't want to share what you have. I'm not talking about money. You have something that the world must see, that you must share. There's something the Lord has given you that you must share with the world. So if you don't discover it, develop it, deploy it, it will be as if you don't have something. And you may be feeling uncomfortable when you see others sharing their own. Like I said, it's not money. There's something that the Lord has given you. As you are looking at me, it's in you. It's not outside of you. But you must discover it. You must discover it. So Joseph cannot just keep calm and sit and think about this problem. He will go to the other prisoner. It's all well with you. Are you fine? Don't worry. Everything will be fine. That act alone, somebody saw it and said, this person must, there's something different about this person. Dominion is in attitude. Dominion is in service. You know, sometimes we shout dominion as something esoteric. It's in what you do. It's your disposition to life. It's your worldview. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we are put on the earth to take care of the earth? How many of people? Are you aware? And we have failed woefully. We have failed woefully. How do I mean? You know, there is a law, okay, it was discovered some years ago, that you don't cut the trees. They call it deforestation, right? There's a level that you stop because it's going to affect the creation. It's going to affect you. It's even affecting us now. Because when you disrupt a chain, it will affect others. So we didn't learn that. We are learning that lately. All this global warming, it's as a result of man. It's man. This eats, it's man. Because we refuse to learn it. Dominion is management. Of course, we have been given to have them, but we refuse to manage them. We refuse to preserve. And we are doing that because, you know, it's money now. I also got to know that when you have crude oil and you exploit it for some time, there's a repercussion too. You know, some country refuse to exploit their own. So you think they are not wise. Even the country that refuse to dig their own, they even have more than us. So it's the management. So what is it that the Lord has given to you to manage? What is it that the Lord has given to you to serve others? I want you to think now. I know as we grow, noise and, you know, our upbringing has actually shut us down. Those things, you know, as a young boy, you just want to help people, but you don't know how to go about it. See a doctor, I want to be a doctor, because there's a prompting in your heart that I want to help people. That's your dominion. You may not be a doctor. It may be something different from that profession. But there's something in you that is telling you
That is your dominion. This is my gift.
Hallelujah. And everybody has it. Everybody has it. So Joseph was not just minding his own business, was minding the business of others. So it is this minding your business, it is it that will put you into trouble. This minding your business, this minding your business. Everybody is living individual life. Don't come to my side. Don't cross this line. You will not dominate. Parable of the talent. I will appreciate if you can look for it. Some talent was given to three servants. Some were given five, right? Some were given, is it four, three? Four? Two? Okay, five, two, one. And some were given one. We know the story. The one that was given one buried it. It doesn't want wahala. It doesn't want wahala. It is that wahala that did not want. He saw. The Lord has given you something to trade with, to serve other people. So if you are not doing that, you are doing yourself. And at the beginning of this year, Pastor instructed us that you must have your own business. You must have your own thing. I realized that everybody has something to give to the world. Everybody has something to give to the body of Christ. Everybody. I'm talking to Christian. Everybody has something to give to the body. Just imagine if a part of your body is not working. Just imagine. It will affect the whole body. So the world is looking for your manifestation. Jesus will not come back you. If the sons are not coming up, you know, they are called sons. It's not child. Sons, that means they can undo things. They can take responsibility. Please, can you look for that scripture? It's in the book of 1 Corinthians. Sons. Sons. And I expect that as a believer, if you are a believer for 3 years, 4 years, max 5 years, you should know that there's something that has changed about your life. Because the disciples walked with Jesus for 3.5 years, plus or minus, let's say 5 years. The issue is people just want to mind their business. People just want to come to church and sit down and hear the word of God and go back. There is more to it. There is more to it. And what are we talking about? Dominion. Okay. So the wardens had no worries about the prisoners. So Joseph was given that responsibility. And it was that, I'm not minding my business. Please, look up to me. It is that mindset, that worldview, that I'm not minding my business, took Joseph to the top. That service, that act took Joseph, that I'm not minding my business. This one will not mind my business. Let me. What's happening in your life? Are you fine? Are you sure? Took him to be a prime minister. Hallelujah. So dominion and influence has nothing to do with your current position
and status. You can start from where you are. And we can see that in the life of Joseph. You can start from where you are.
Hallelujah.
So dominion has to do more of your belief system. Who am I?
Dominion has to do more with the way you see the world. You know, many of us, we throw trash anywhere because we feel, but you were sent here to preserve it. I'm telling you, it can be simple. It can be, that heart can be simple, but it's a big deal. It determines the way you see the world. You can throw trash anywhere. You can peel bananas anywhere. You just feel that somebody will just keep it. Somebody will sweep it now. Nay, of course, I pay somebody to do that. So maybe we should do that. You are affecting your own mind. You are doing your own mind. So it has to do with your worldview. And this is the worldview. The scripture. You should see the world through this word, the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So Joseph refused to mind his own business, and we know the result of that event. So another impact is to have a sense of mission. Another side of dominion is to have a sense of mission. I am here for a purpose. I am here to do something. And I don't know when he will call me home. Is that scares you? Are you? Nobody will die. Don't worry, we'll grow old. But I have a sense of mission. There's something I'm supposed to do. There's something I'm called to do.
Hallelujah. Jesus knew his assignment. He knew why he came into the world. He knew it. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 38. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 38. And you know how that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went, I would say, around doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. When you have the sense of I'm here to do something, the Lord will back you up. No, Bible say the Lord back them up with signs and wonders. So if you refuse to stay, to back you up with what? So as you go, as they go, they were confirmed. The Lord confirmed his word with signs and wonders. So we must have a sense of mission. I am here to do something. I'm aware that, you know, issue of life can throw you off, that sometimes you forget. But that's the key. The money you are looking for is in dominion. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom. Everything we are looking for, we are forced to get dominion. When you understand dominion, I will not keep silent until we get it. Because that is the foundation. And it's in the book of Genesis for a purpose. Every other things rest on dominion. Every other things rest on dominion. It is only dominion we can take this world for Christ. It is by dominion we can rescue this world for Christ. So Jesus went about doing good, healing them that were sick, providing for them, giving thanks, multiplied the bread. Hallelujah. His dominion. Because there's a need to do miracle. Hallelujah. So the world is waiting for you. The world is not finished. Just imagine if they imagine this place like 500 years. This place we're here. Just imagine it 500 years ago. I want to believe that this place would be a jungle. 500 years. And man refused to think outside the box to dominate. You know, many of us, like 90s, were saying, please come and buy one jungle inside phase one. No. You now leave city. You are now inside the bush. Now it's not bush again. Now it's a smart city. Hallelujah. So to dominate is to follow what is in your heart. It's there. You have to give attention to it. Don't let the voices around you to silence that voice that the Lord has given to you. Dominion is in you. Hallelujah. So I was wondering when I was preparing for this message. And we need dominion in the world, not in the church. Dominion must happen in the world, not in the church. How many times did you see Jesus preaching in the synagogue throughout the New Testament? How many times? Few times. Jesus preached in synagogue. He preached in synagogue many times, but few times. How many times Jesus preached in the party? In parties, in public places, many times. So you are needed. Your results should show outside. The reason why we do evangelism is not is evangelism useful here? No. So we are to dominate the world. We are to dominate the world. That's why Jesus will not do long sermon in the church. He will go to parties. He will go to where we have the publicans, where we have the sinners. Hallelujah. In his mind, I want to take these people out of the system of the world into the kingdom of God. That is dominion. Hallelujah. So our mission in the world, we have a mission in the world. We have work to do in the world. We are Christian here. We are light. We are light bearer. You have light. I have light. I have light. What is the purpose? To shine light. Does light shine in light? Where are you needed to shine? In the darkness. But you must be a light too. You must be a light to shine in the darkness. You can't just go into the dark. You must, all right? I know what I'm talking about because we've lost some brothers. We've lost them. The light that they have is not bright enough. Hallelujah. And we are talking about systems. So our mission in the world, we have mission in politics. We have mission in businesses, in finance. We have work to do in art and culture. We have Christian. We need Christian to dominate that sphere, that domain for Christ. We need light bearer in spots. Because everything belongs to God. But we must take it back. It was given to Satan. We must take it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus is speaking, sometimes the way he speaks is different. He got to a particular field, he said, we have 4 months. The field is already white. He's talking about human being. He's not talking about the field, actually. He said, the field, they are already white. Hallelujah. Let's check that in the scripture. John chapter 4, verse 35. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. Hallelujah. Our work is in the field, in politics. Our business, our dominion mandate is not really in the church. In the church, we are here to be trained. In the church, why we are here to be stabilized. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, when a soldier is going out there for battles, there are so many injections that they will get to withstand bullets. Yes. So that when you get one, you can still move. Hallelujah. So our mission is outside there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So in this current world, there is disorder. In this current world, there is disorder. And we can see it all around. Disorder in politics, disorder in systems. Who are the people there? Are they spirits? They are human beings. Hallelujah. So we have disorder. We complain about the government. Who are the people making decisions? How many Christians do we have in the legislative? How many Christians? How many Christians we have among the senator? And you want to change the tune? No, now. Hallelujah. There is disorder in the world system. There is disorder in the world system. When Adam took that fruit and he ate it, Jesus knew there's a problem already. And he arranged the solution. He arranged the solution. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus came. Praise the Lord. So what is a disorder like? I need the chorus answer. What is a disorder? When something is not anomaly, okay? Not aligned. Not in order. Disarray or lack of order. I want you to tell me one country in this world that is in order. Tell me one country. One country. So, give me one country in the world that is in absolute order. Don't go there. Mashallah, bagada, bagada. Kuwait. Don't even go there. Utopia. So we are here. Hello. We are here to bring order. If you don't know, I am here to bring order to the system. And you can't do that. You must carry dominion mandate. I am here to bring order because there is disorder. And that disorder has affected our thinking system. We don't think aright again. Sometimes you see human being, sometimes something happened, maybe accident, you just walk past. There's no this feeling. It's disorder. I'm telling you. Ordinarily, something that should just get your attention is not getting your attention. Because where you are going, you must be there. There is disorder. So we are here to bring order. But you must be order yourself. You must be bigger than the system you want to change. There's something you have to offer. There's a Yoruba saying that if you want to give somebody clothes, you must... Abi? All right? So, and when we refuse to walk in dominion, it will affect generation upon generation. It will affect you. It will affect me. That's it. It will affect you. It will affect me. So my prayer that the Lord will make us to walk in dominion. To walk in dominion. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Let me just read the sentence. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. The word here is the system. We are here to transform the system. We are here to transform the system to the original plan. And you must understand that. Jesus telling you, say, I didn't pray for them. Don't take them out of the world. They have been with me to be sent into the world, but they must first be with Christ. Hallelujah. Then they will be released into the world. And for what purpose? Transformative change. To change the system. And since Adam fell, God has been looking for people to send into the system and change the system. Right after Adam's sin, God has been looking. Do you think it's luxury for you to see churches coming up? To us, we think, okay, we get church member. But in the mind of God, is to change the world. Hallelujah. Let me say, we are salt of the head. What is the function of salt? Primarily, what is the function of the world? It's to preserve. So, when Jesus returns, this world will be decayed and another world will emerge. It is called New Jerusalem, New Earth. All right? It will be called New Jerusalem. And the mandate, everything will be in order. There will be light, if we need light. There will be water. Sometimes they say water corporation. I used to see water ministry of water. Do you have water? I don't understand. And the past. Then, if they want to give us water, then I'm talking about 90s. Will we hear it from radio? Even then, it's still worse. But we hear it from radio. If they want to maybe do something about light or do maintenance, you will hear it and they will bring it at that same time. Hallelujah. So there is disorder. But you must understand dominion is the only tool you can bring into the system to change the system for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're not finished talking about this because that is our card. That is our card. Some months ago, I was thinking about Donald Trump. Thank God for Donald Trump. I know he has a personal issue. But thank God for Donald Trump. Somebody that will say, I will do this, he will do it. That's dominion. Is he the only president in the world? No. But he knew his mandate. Eh? He knew his work. Do you know your work? In this church, do you know your work? I'm talking to you now. In this church, do you know what is expected of you to do in this church? Because sitting to hear sermon is not enough. So when you hear sermon, what do you do with it? Because when you eat, you're going to burn it, right? Activity, you burn it. Because that food should not remain. It should not remain. It will have problem. So you must burn the food. So what is your work in this church? Don't let us send it to America. What is your work in this place we are? So if you can't figure it out, then that's a problem. Because yeah, this is our garden. This is our garden. What are you doing to the body? What is your service to the body? Remember, say we are body of Christ. So somewhere, you are in the body of Christ. I don't know where I am in the body of Christ. Maybe I'm here. But somewhere, you are in the body of Christ. And every part brings something to the body. Every part brings something to the body. If a part is not doing its work, then that is a problem. So that's an assignment for everyone. What is my part? You remember, Donald Trump is not a pastor. But I can tell you, Donald Trump is a minister. Sometimes you say, what do I have? What do I have? You have something. And let me show us from the scripture. Then I close. I have something. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about special abilities, the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this. Go on. You know that when you are still pagans, you are led astray and swept away in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one is speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Go on. There are different kinds of spiritual gift. There's something that is given to you to serve others, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. Go on. There are different kinds of service. Can you see now? So, gift is a service. But we serve the same Lord. Go on. God works in different ways. You know, sir, that's why I said Donald Trump is a minister. He's maximizing his own gift. But it is the same God who does the work in all of us. Go on. A spiritual gift is given to each of us. It's given to each of us so we can help each. Please look at it. Each other. Go on. To one person, the same spirit gives the ability to give wise counsel. Some people, you have to be careful. Have you heard Ahithophel? When David heard that Ahithophel is giving his son a counsel, what did he do? He was afraid. It's a gift. Hallelujah. It's a gift. And you can use your gift to dominate the world. To another, the same spirit gives the message of special knowledge. It's a gift. Go on. The same spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, one spirit gives the gift of healings. On and on. I don't want to open scripture. Do you know leadership? Do you know help? It's a gift to the body. If you don't walk in this thing, you may not experience dominion. Your gift, your service is coded in dominion. Dominion is something that is very important. That is why Jesus came. He came to the world, he healed the sick, because it's not normal, It's not normal to be sick in the first place. For in the beginning, it was not so. But it has happened. So that's why dominion has to be given. To be in church, dominion has to be given. So it means dominion, something will come up that you need a solution. So we have corrupt leaders. So we need righteous leaders. So when there is a problem, it means there can be a solution. And Bible tells me that the church is the ground and the pillars of truth. Hallelujah. I want you to challenge yourself this morning. Which area have I ignored? Because that is your master key. Dominion is your key to open doors and other doors. I want to think, which area have I mixed it? And I want you to go back and begin to think, what is it that the dream I have when I was young, when you don't need to pay house rent, when you don't need to go from Ikorodu to Badagry, because when you have too much noise in your head, you can misplace and forget your gift and forget your dominion. When you have too much pressure, it's possible. What is the premonition in my heart when I was young? I'm telling you, that's your dominion. I'm going to cry to the Almighty God this morning. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me to retrace my path to the path of dominion. It is dominion. It is nothing else. It's dominion. It's nothing else. Are you praying to God? I want you to pray. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. That thing cannot be changed, yo. But you must find it. You must find it. Help me to find my dominion. My area of calling. My areas of giftings. Father, help me this morning. Help me this morning. Help me this morning. Help me this morning. In the name of Jesus. Help me this morning in the name of Jesus. Help me this morning. Help me this morning. Help me this morning. Are you praying? Are you praying? This is serious. Help me this morning to repress, to trace back my step to the path of dominion. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to be precise now. For the creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. You know, authority is given to sons. Power is given to sons. That's why you have to grow. You have to grow. Jesus is expecting you to manifest. Jesus has an expectation over your life and your destiny. Because that gift he has given to you, he will ask, how far have you used it? Remember the talent? He called them. What have you done with my talent? He said, I was able to do what? To gain more 5. And he gave him authority over other estates. We're going to pray this morning, and that will be the last prayer. Everything that is draining me of my dominion, because devil knew that, he knew that it will always bring distractions on your way. Everything that is draining me, that is keeping me away from the path of dominion, Father, destroy this morning in the name of Jesus. Everything that is distracting me from in the way of dominion, Jesus, destroy them this morning. In the name of Jesus, destroy them this morning. Mekosi brado shalobagadaba, destroy them this morning. Mekosi bredebogodobo shalobagadaba, destroy them this morning. Everything that is distracting me in the way of dominion, Messi brado shakadabagadabagadaba, Messi broko shalobago siriadaba. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You have received the word, and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.